think one thing that always stood out, my interactions with KPR and Lata have been that they were always focused on what is it that my shareholders are getting out of the deal. Very often you sit across with an entrepreneur, the first question is, what am I getting out of the deal? I think whenever I sat with KPR and Lata, the first question was, what are my shareholders getting? What are the individual investors getting? The focus was only on the other shareholders, very rarely or hardly on what they were getting. I think in a way, that's something that really stood out. And if I were to say that it's not very common, I think it's an understatement of sorts. The other thing is about what KPR was talking about, the husband and wife partnership. We as investment bankers, I think Ramki will also endorse. Ideally, we'd like to see one person there because it's very difficult to go and convince two. As entrepreneurs, we see different combinations. We see three, four friends getting together. We see a couple of, brothers getting together. We see a father and son together. A lot of these combinations are very difficult to handle. The easiest combination to handle is the husband and wife combination, because you don't have to convince two. You just have to convince the wife and the deal is done. And whenever I had a challenge, I always used to go to Lata's room and get it done.
But I believe of late, the investment bankers have two terms, told. We recently went to the IFC seeking some funds for our microfinance thing. So this lady there told me there are two terms which at least some of the investing companies take with a pinch of salt, and they have a negative weightage for it. One is, if it has in the board someone who's a PEP. PEP is the first target of the investment bankers apparently, which is called politically exposed persons. Okay, the other second jargon apparently is FEP, which is family exposed persons. Okay, so yeah, he's still a little risky is what I understand, because invariably fights develop a lot more easily, is what I understand. So, sorry, go on.
Hi, I'm Rajesh Nahar. My question is related to, there are a lot of social networking sites, especially like LinkedIn, coming very aggressively in terms of talent acquisition. So how do you, what are your plans in terms of facing such kind of social platforms?
See, intermediation threat, disintermediation threat has been there for a long, long time. Right from 2000, I've been hearing this. I think, this is a little stronger threat in the permanent recruitment domain. And it's also an opportunity. You need to be really ahead of others in technology deployment. Today, this business of permanent recruitment is getting redefined, hugely redefined. Okay? I still think there's a value, big value for personal touch and personal insights to come, but how much people are willing to pay for it is a big question. See, this industry of executive search around the world is getting transformed. Big time transformation is happening there. There, yes, LinkedIn and social media do play a role, but the stature of the consultant and what she or he brings to the table, the relationships and the value it carries, remains unmatched. Okay. The permanent recruitment, the portal dependent permanent recruitment business is dying. Almost everybody whom I know is talking about Google taking over and eating up all these other site based companies. Okay. Everybody is saying, including those companies, they've also started believing that they're going to be extinct. Okay, so that's another impact which this has done. So even the permanent recruitment companies are now increasingly talking about value adds. I'll do assessment, I'll do this, I'll do that kind of a thing, and justifying their existence. So I think for us, Randstad per se, which is what handles the Morphos erstwhile recruitment businesses, our strength stems from the fact of a reach. We have a great depth of reach at this point in time. Our ability to pre-profile the candidates and give insights relating to the candidates. We don't have to run after 300 CVs and validate them. You have pre-validated, pre-profiled candidates available with access and post-offer coordination. See, post-offer dropouts are very high in this industry. If you're able to actually commit physical interface and do post-offer coordination effectively, you have a deal. Client will give you a premium. See, we need to position ourselves as a premium company and survive. You don't think this animal which will say, look, I recruit like anybody else, will survive for too long. Disintermediation will hit people whose only value they add is to get the CVs. Okay, that value will go away. That's my belief. And it's going away already. Relationships will become a lot more important. Stature of consultants will become a lot more important. And I think companies which have quickly sucked the social media into their operating processes will survive and grow, in my view. Okay.
Yeah. This is not a question. This is a standing ovation from a couple, Venkat and me. Yes.
It does not.
At least from my side, it's a standing ovation because I know how tough it is to be able to manage two institutions, one the institution of marriage and one an institution which you develop out of love and hard work. And I see that it's a emotional drama which sometimes a couple go through, and very few are able to see through that. And if you're able to survive so long, hats off to you.
Somebody so long. You know Tamil, right?
Yes,
in Tamil, since time immemorial, the idea of love, marriage used to be metaphor. With this interesting metaphor called Semmanile Tannirepo, which would mean that you have right from Sangha age down to Kannadasan. You know, this metaphor is the metaphor which describes marriage or the intense relationship. Okay? Like water going through the red soil, you're supposed to dissolve. Okay? The metaphor which actually makes this work is the Kavi Gibran metaphor, where he says, stand apart, be like, you know, the pillars holding up this building. The building is the institution of marriage. You're out there, I'm out there, bloody will have that space, or whatever. The moment you bring, merge into Semman Tannir and all, you're gone. The building will crash. Okay, so this is what I would advise young couple. Hopefully your husband is young, but young couple,
yes,
I would always,
young
but I would advise was like get into the Khalil Gibran metaphor than the Kannadasan metaphor, which is stand apart, allow space, hold it up, then the commitment to hold it up, commitment to remain anchored with the same bloody foundation remain, but at the same time be comfortable with that space. It's not easy. Okay, it's not easy because we all come with our own metaphors. You know, having lived in the Kannadasan metaphor for 29 years and then suddenly confronted with the Khalil Gibran metaphor, it's not easy. So there will be pain. There will be pain, there will be some pleasures along the way. You need to manage the pains through the pleasures and continue.
I like the one you use because you said pain before pleasure. I agree with that.
Anyway, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Take a talk. Thank you.
Thank you.